Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum and greetings. This is New Africa Business Association Black Belt Wall Street Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your co-host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed. And our host, Bilal Biden, will be joining us soon. As you know, the New Africa Business Association, our Block Talk radio show, comes on every Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those that are listening on the Internet, this is how you get in contact with our show. You can call in at 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. Or you can contact us by coming on the internet, and our internet would be new. Help me out here. Yeah, our call in is blogtalkradio.com/NADAFCURL. Also, let's see in the background there, brother. Our email is New Africa Business VA. New Africa VA. @gmail.com. That's newafricaba@gmail.com. Or our web is newafricabusinessassociation.com.
Brother, Jay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you clear.
Oh, brother, thanks so much. I'm sorry, and we have to apologize. Our direct connect, for some reason, went out on us, so we're operating from a telephone is the only way we can communicate. But anyway, if you can hear me, everybody else can hear me. So, greetings. And again, Brother Aziz, go ahead now. Let you finish your comments. I'm sorry for interrupting, but I wasn't for sure if you could hear me.
Yes. And Joel, this is just as I was giving out the information of how to join us on our Blog Talk Radio show every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 657-383-1372. That's 657-383-1372. Or you can get us on the internet at blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC-URL. And that's blogtalkradio.com/NABASSC. Or New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C. And what the New Africa Business Association Black Belt Wall Street, what we're about is network marketing and business networking. And every week on a Wednesday, this is what we do. We bring businesses together to network with one another and market their businesses, their products for our community, because we know there's a shortage of African-American business in African-American community. And this is what Brother Bilal and I at the New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street, is doing, and that is networking and marketing African-American business. Brother Bilal, would you like take over?
And again, you just said it all, Brother Aziz. The night show is an open mic, and network marketing and business identification. So if you have a business or if you have a business idea, this is a wonderful night for our listeners to participate, because we are giving you a moment to introduce your business to our listening audience. And hopefully, we'll be able to become each other's clientele. So a network marketing and business identification, and our emphasis is the African-American community. That's the community that we want to emphasize putting your business in. What better investment that you make as far as putting your business that you have in an integrated community that's taking you just about all your I use the word revenue, but you may not even see revenue because your expenses are so high in these integrated communities that we are integrated into. But going back to our own communities and putting our businesses right back, after all, that is our clientele. Is the regardless of what business you're in, if you're an African American, most of your clientele is other African Americans, doctors, lawyers, or what have you. Your clientele is with each other, and that's no nothing small to say, because the African American, as far as consumer spending, in FYI 2021, the African Americans' statistics shows that they spent more than $1.7 trillion in consumer spending. So again, we spend a lot of money in these stores and other communities that that are not ours. So again, going back to your own communities and putting your whatever business, I don't care, your lawyers, doctors, hospitals, car dealerships, that's the concern. We buy all kinds, and not only buy, but we like some of the better things when it comes to a product. And any type of goods or services. So take your business back to your community, whatever, whether it's a product or whether you have a service. Take it to your own communities. You'll find that your expenses to operate would be much lower. And, of course, your clientele is right there where they can walk, be with a small, short distance from your operation. But right now you're uptown or something like that. Of course, you know, there are dividers. So we have black towns and we have white towns. And these dividers, as far as the black town, we got to drive quite a distance to get to the businesses in the so-called white communities. So, again, why not take your – but there's so many reasons. But the biggest reason is cost, and not only cost, but you can own your business more or less if you took your business back home, because the cost of a building, your business right from the ground floor, or building a business center where you can have multiple businesses. But I suggest that you would find that you're making a real good business investment by taking your business right back to your own communities. So, again, network marketing and business identification, if you have a business. We're opening up our mic. Sorry for the inconvenience. Our direct connection for some reason is not working for us tonight, but we are within communication with each other, and that is what is important. So, again, welcome to the show. And, again, if you have a business, Brother Aziz, I'm going to open up the mics. Before I do, though, I want to see if any of our state directors are on. If so, let me see. Oklahoma, are you with us? Anyone, Miss Williams out in Oklahoma, are you with us?
Good evening, brothers and sisters. How's everyone doing this evening? Yes, sir. I'm here.
Good evening, Miss Williams. I don't know. Hopefully you would just listen to my introduction, because I know you're I don't think Sister Aisha is with us tonight. So you're going to more or less have to, when we come over to our second part of the show, we're looking forward to your information. And so I'll be right back with you. So, but
okay.
Any of our other state directors, anyone, state directors from Texas, Delaware, wherever you know who you are. If you're with us, we'd like to hear from you and make an introduction. Okay. In that case, like I said, Ms. Williams, we're going to come right back to you. But first, we're going to give business and entertainment and see if we have any business owners who wish to introduce their business and network through our business networking and identification program. So our mics are open. We welcome your comments. Okay, Brother Aziz, we don't have anybody that I wish to speak at this time. But what do you think? First of all, let's talk about Black Belt. Black Belt Wall Street. I think that's I think many don't know the history of Black Belt Wall Street. So why don't we just share that history, and we'll invite comments after we share that history, Brother Aziz. As you know, in its origins, the Black Belt was called the Black Belt by the slave owners, and the reason it was the Black Belt is because that was the dark soil, and that dark soil ran from Texas throughout the South to include Delaware and Maryland. And the reason, those are the states where the highest concentration of slaves were sent. And it was that dark soil that was these slaves produced. And we know there are many, many products, but it all came from the slaves and the dark soil. And that dark soil is what made America the richest country in the entire world. And it's still that way today because of the amount of production and income the dark soil and those slaves produced. It was Booker T. Washington after, well, it wasn't, no, it was still during the time of slavery, but it was Booker T. Washington. And it was also the Greenwood Business District out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And a business plan that the Greenwood Avenue Business District, of course, we noted the history of what Greenwood Business District out of Tulsa, they know that they built 50 square blocks of the most productive businesses in this country. And they did this because they owned that oil, their percentage of that oil, at that time it was nothing but an oil river. Today they got huge tankers down there where those oil, that oil is flowing and kept. But during the time of the Greenwood Business District, they had their share of that flowing oil. And, of course, that made the Greenwood Business District extremely wealthy. And most of the businesses in that 50 square blocks were some of the highest class businesses that you could possibly imagine. In addition to that, Greenwood Business District, they wanted to now expand their business plan. So they called on none other than Booker T. Washington. They flew their own airplanes. The Greenwood Business District was self-sufficient. Yes, they had their own airports. And they flew their own airplanes to pick up Booker T. Washington down in Alabama and flew him back to the Greenwood Tulsa area. And from there, they put together their business plan. And that business plan included Black Belt communities that ran all the way from Texas throughout the South to include Delaware and Maryland, because again, this is where slaves, but at this time it wasn't so much slavery as it was sharecropping. This is what was keeping blacks in the South now after slavery, but they didn't have anything, so they made deals as far as sharecropping. And of course, the sharecropping, every year when they went to pay their debt, your debt is $4,000 or $5,000, and you don't produce that again from the black soil. But when you go to pay your debt, there are surcharges put onto that. So rather than owing me $3,000, you owe me $5,000. So you got to go. In other words, there was no way for African Americans to pay off their debt doing sharecropping. And this is what the Greenwood the Greenwood Avenue, along with Booker T. Washington and their business plans, they was able to pay off all of those debts, and that, and not only pay off all of those. And this is what really started the Great Migration, was the African Americans had monies, but where did they get these monies from? The communities all over the South, we had our own banks. We had our own, our communities were self-sufficient during the time of segregation. And that business, many businesses were started from the Black Belt and the business plan that is being put together from the Greenwood Business District along with Booker T. Washington. And one of those famous businesses and most productive businesses that you know of as far as history was Marcus Garvey. He got his start from the Black Belt Business District. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad that started the Nation of Islam and Muslims in this country. Most of his financing came from there. You know of the Cotton Club, a very famous Cotton Club. All of that was built by monies and finance, but these are just some of the famous places that you know of. Throughout the South, again, many, they had their own, not only banks, but they had their own insurance companies. They had their own real estate companies, self-sufficient. In many states, and of course we know that the destruction of Black Belt Wall Street, and after that destruction, and the massacre that took place, again those white supremacists thought that that was going to put an end to the production that was being done from the Greenwood Business District and famously known as Black Wall Street. When I say famously known, because the business districts that ran again throughout the Black communities all the way from Texas throughout the South, of course, is being built from the cash flow of that oil and of course the monies that are now being spread throughout our communities to build these communities. When they thought when they cut off, blew up and killed everyone everyone they could kill, and the ones they couldn't kill, the males, they ran, you know, they put all the males in prison, and when the males, many of them that was able to escape or whatever, we know that males in Tulsa, Oklahoma at that time, Black males was all dispensed out of that city. Nothing left was but the females and the kids. The Black males, and the Black males right on today, many of them, I guess many of them are deceased, but many of them that we had a chance sometimes, we've been talking about this now for many years, they said that they, from fear, they never went back. But anyway, the business production that was being done, of course, from the famously known Black Wall Street, because, like I said, all the business districts that was being built throughout the communities, Tulsa, Oklahoma was the most famous, and that's why they were given the name from Black Belt Wall Street and all the business districts. They were given the name of Black Wall Street, and that's where the name Black Wall Street came from, as far as the Greenwood business district is concerned. But again, that Black Belt business districts, just because they had the disruption in Tulsa, that did not stop Black Belt Business Associations. They continue to grow, and the cash flow of the black dollar to circulate and the black communities. As a matter of fact, during that time, our businesses were so impacting our own communities, and goods and services was being sold in our own communities until the cash flow or the dollar circulation, it circulated in our communities 40 times before it left out of our communities. So when they say the eagle is flying, yes, the eagle is flying right there in our communities. The dollar flow is flying. It's flowing right there in our communities. Why? Because our black communities have their own businesses, and goods and services are being sold right in our own black communities. This went on, and this type of production went on right on up. I'm saying as far as Black Belt Wall Street or the Black Belt Business District, their success continued until 1965. What happened in 1965? It stopped the productivity of our communities. Was integration. We left our communities. We abandoned everything we had in the black and went to the uptown to the white communities. And today, the black communities, as far as equity values, our values is certainly our values is there. I'm saying as far as the community, but our values is not there as far as productivity, and that's what I am saying. And I'm saying it not so, and when you say I am saying, I am a financial planner. I've been a financial planner for 40 years. I'm licensed, and I've been licensed for 40 years. And I know for a fact that a financial planner, my job is to see where is the best investment and my best returns on my money. And that's why I am saying that the African-American community, as far as me being a business person, and I am retired now, but if looking at the opportunity, and of course, and like I said, the investment value, if my clientele is spending $1.7 trillion, and this is my people, this is my group, this is my family, this is in my community, and again, proof is already proven that doing segregation was our most financial opportunity times. It was when we had our own black communities, and the monies were circulating. So that was during the time of segregation. But after integration, like I said, look at the value of our communities because we left those communities. So I am saying go back and build a black belt. And build a black belt back and have your communities, because that's where your clientele, but not only that, not only your clientele, but the cost. Rather than me being up in this integrated community, paying rent 9 times out of 10, and which taken away from serious revenue, because I know the cost of being in the having an office in the high-rise buildings or what have you, $3,000-$5,000 a month, and some could even be much, much higher. But I'm saying if you had this monies in your own communities. If your dental office was right there in the black communities, look at the difference between your calls by living in this integrated community where you may not be that exposed anyway, because in the integrated community, you happen to be black, and you know that that word discrimination and hate, it never stops. But going home in your own communities, that's where your clientele is anyway. Why not take your business back to your own home and rebuild the black belt and have that circulation of the dollar bill circulating back in our communities and that productivity? So again, mics are open this evening. This is network marketing and business identification. You don't have to have a business to speak. You might have a good business idea, or you may have a good political idea. We also discuss politics, because business and politics must go together in order to be able to regulate and be able to make our own business plans in our own communities. So again, our mics are open. We welcome your comments. This is the Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. We welcome your comments. All right, Brother Aziz, you have any comments before we speak to Sister Joyce?
Brother, I was, you know, one of the things you were saying about putting African-American businesses in our communities and that, I was looking at some news earlier today about the scandal that was going on down in Mississippi about the governor spending $70 million, taking $70 million away from the welfare and spending it on, you know, well, he stole it. And and involved Brett Favre, football quarterback. But anyway, the Jackson, Mississippi is the capital, and it was showing the devastation in the town from, you know, no economics in the black neighborhoods. And, I mean, it was building after building that were formerly stores, but not big stores, but old buildings that in the community there that was run down that might have been just abandoned, you know, and because of the way they look. And these are good places. It's like this throughout the South, as well as some northern cities, too, a lot of the northern cities. But throughout the South, it's like that. And a lot of Americans moving back to the South, not just white America, as well as big businesses are moving down there because territory, the land is fertile, and it's space to open up and put some big businesses down there to bring them. Take the industry down south. That's what they're going to do. And it'll probably be 100 years or so before they pollute the south like these northern cities are polluted before all is moving. But it's a lot of business down south in the southern communities that are people, whether they do it individually, but collectively as different little business groups investing in these communities. You know, and because these communities are absent of the business. They have to go outside the communities to get whatever they want. You may find a little convenience store. That convenience, it's a person that may be, I know of communities over in Mobile, Alabama, in particular, that there's a convenience store in the community. Everything is behind plexiglass. Everything. So when you walk in, you got to point it out or whatever. And it's just not something that the community could go in and to enjoy and be treated like, you know, regular business. So what I see is a grand opportunity now more than ever to invest in getting businesses, put businesses down to home, down south in these communities. communities that have been abandoned in terms of business-wise. But in these big cities today, we see a lot of abandoned businesses, wherein the people in the communities, again, as you said, not just because of immigration, now because we just don't have the businesses in our community that serve us or serve our needs if they were there and owned by us. I mean, that would really, really cause the money to circulate a little bit in the community instead of, you know, going out of the community as soon as you come into the community. So that's something that I see that, you know, that we try to address and talk about every time we have a New Africa Business Association Black Belt Wall Street Blog Talk Radio about these type of opportunities that exist throughout our communities, throughout the country. However, there are a lot of communities that, of course, a lot of us don't live in black communities. But we do know if we want to invest some money, that that's where we should invest it, back in the community that we don't live in, because we see the need is there, you know. So that's what we're trying to promote here, the New Africa Business Association, Black Belt, Wall Street, Black Talk Radio Show, promoting these businesses, getting you to, you know, to look into the promoting businesses around. It was one other thing I wanted to say, too, that we might have wanted to pass up. This month, the USDA, it's September is the National Food Safety and Education Month. I just found that out. The whole month of September. And what they will be addressing in this National Food Safety and Preparedness Month is food safety for adults, food safety for children. I mean by that, what kind of foods to eat, the healthy foods to eat, as well as how to prepare food, different meals and things like this, and other resources such as food that you should put away in case you have an emergency. You have emergency food. So this is all about, I just want to put that out there, that for any of our listeners out there, to let them know that September is the National Food Safety Month by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And this is going on. This is on throughout the country. They're giving classes on training classes on, you know, food safety. So that was the other thing that I had to put out there, that, you know, food nutrition safety month in August, brother.
Okay, appreciate that information, Brother Isley. But again, this is Black Belt Wall Street, New Africa Business Association, Network Marketing, and Business Identification. If you are on with us tonight, our mics are open, and we welcome your comments. So, again, we welcome your comments. Anyone who would like to open and just give us some information about your business or what have you, we welcome your comments.
Tell them I'm on the phone. Here,
yes, good evening.
He'll help you out also.
Yeah, I will do my best. I'll do my best to get in touch with him.
Okay.
Go right ahead. We can hear you.
I'll do my best to get connected to him. Yeah.
Okay, that would be a blessing.
Somebody in fact is trying to talk to us and talk to someone else at the same time, maybe. But this is Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Business Association. You're on the air. We welcome your comments.
And if not, don't worry about it. I was just with them in June. I was with him in the Marble in June. You remember? Did you see the picture?
Going on out in the business world today is... It's been an announcement again that with the strike going on in the country, the railroad strike now, that it may be a slow in our services.
Is this, Brother Azri, there was another lady, she was speaking. Are you speaking with her?
No, I can hear somebody back from somewhere talking.
I think someone just don't have their cells on mute. We'd love for you to speak. We invite you to speak. But if you are not ready to speak, please put yourself on mute. We can hear you in the background.
I'm gonna have to find.
I got all the mics open, so anyone who speaks, I can hear you. I would hate to close the mics because that way you won't be able to participate if I close the mics. So please, if you're not ready to speak, simply put yourself on mute. Brother Aziz, you was bringing up some of the subjects on disasters, and since you did bring that up, I'm going to continue your interest and everybody's interest in things they should know about disasters. Like I said, we're going to come now to Oklahoma and the director, Miss Williams. She has advanced training with FEMA on disasters. So, Miss Williams, if you would, we're going to switch over to you for a moment.
He's one of our students at the United Nations.
Miss Williams, are you with us?
Yes, he's a young person.
Oh, no, she's with us. Miss Williams, are you with us? Well, she was with us a moment ago. But anyway, she was, I'm not for sure. Miss Williams out of Oklahoma, are you with us?
One of your brothers.
Yeah, he's one of my brothers. Of course.
Sorry,
it's my brother.
Miss Williams, are you with us?
What time is it there?
Okay. All right. I'm going to put somebody on mute. I have to put them on mute.
So you can have it on your
phone.
Well, why
just put
them
on mute.
All right.
But Miss Williams, if you're with us, we appreciate your comments.
Okay. Okay, let me get it.
Let me see. That took care of it. Okay, I got him. Okay, Miss Williams,
right.
Are you with us? I don't see her. I don't see her. Miss Williams with us. But anyway, Miss Williams, if she comes back, she will be talking about our disaster and disaster preparation. But in the meantime, we will continue talking about business, network marketing, and identifying your business. So, again, if you're in business and you would like to introduce your business, and we can get to know who you are and hopefully do business with you tonight. So our mics are open. We welcome your comments.
Yeah, of course. My name is John Hansen, and I will and I deal in pasta sauce. I've been making pasta sauce since I've been 6 years old. I'm really good at it. And my pasta sauce is called Uncle T's Pasta Sauce. And our slogan, which we use to attract the young people, all right? I gotta let this be seen. I'm 60 years young, so I hired my teenage son to do our slogan. And the slogan is, pasta sauce so good, you can taste it with your balls. And
okay.
It's sold like hotcakes, and we've done so good with it. It's a great pasta sauce.
Do you have it? You don't have it? You need to have it.
That's
what it's called. Yes, sir.
You can find our pasta sauce by going to www.meatspin.com. That's www.meatspin.com. My son also set up that website for me, so it might be a .org too, so try that out. But that's meatspin.com or .org. Try both of those, and you should be able to find out pasta sauce. Again, pasta sauce so good, you can taste it with your balls.
Wow.
Model boo.
Let me ask Brother Bev, can we order this directly through your website?
Our website does not contain our secret formula, which we use to make this pasta sauce. We've developed it over the years. We don't want people copying us. We do have a trademark in the EU, and we do have a trademark in the United States. But we don't want people copying our pasta sauce. It's hard to replicate to begin with. Uncle T's pasta sauce is gluten-free, but it is high in calories. Our spokesperson, his name is Uncle Tony Gaga. He's got a show here on Blog Talk Radio. You can go find him there, but he's gained a considerable amount of weight by trying our pasta sauce. We use Ragu as a base. And that's all I can say about that. Ragu is the base. Everything else, the herbs, the spices, just like KFC, that is secret. We do not tell our herbs and
by
spices.
All means, by all means, I don't blame you. But but listen, how can I get the sauce itself?
Well, you got to go, like I said, on meatspin.com. Or meatspin.org, one of the two. That's the best way to buy this pasta sauce. We've got a red sauce, and we've got a white sauce, and we've got something called purple sauce, since they're selling that on TikTok and other social media platforms. And I don't know what that one is made out of, because my son makes it in his basement of his apartment. And he won't tell me what he's doing down there and what he's doing with the sauce. And it bothers the heck out of me. But it's a good sauce. I've tried it on many, many, many things, like veal parmesan, angel hair pasta. I've tried it on the wagon wheel pasta, regular pasta. I've tried it on lasagna. I've tried it on all sorts of pasta. And it tastes good on every single one.
Wow. Well, brother, I certainly would like to get a sample of it, and everyone else in the listening audience. Anyone have any questions for the brother? The mics is open if you have any questions. Brother Aziz, did you have any comments or anything you wanted to ask this brother? I know you're a hot sauce person.
No, it sounds good.
I'm not in front of a place where I can write. Did you get all the information? Because I certainly would like to try the person's product.
Yeah, of course. You can send any inquiries on our pasta sauce to TonyGagaTalk@yahoo.com. That's TonyGagaTalk at yahoo.com. That's T-O-N-Y G-A-G-A talk at yahoo.com. Please send me your questions.
Let me ask you a question.
Of course.
You say that website is www what now?
It is www.meatspin, like meat spin, meatspin.com.
Well, I checked that out, and that's a dirty-ass site. Why would you give us a dirty-ass site?
I didn't intend to. Something might have happened to it. I do deeply apologize for that, and I will...
1 minute. I just want to make
sure so livid right now. I will look it up, and I'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
look
right.
It up and figure it out, because the stuff that I saw on there, man, is some perverted-ass shit.
Yeah, my goodness. Brother, I agree.
I deeply apologize, and I'm so
and
angry.
We got we have your phone number also, so you need to straighten that up.
I absolutely will straighten it up in the next coming weeks.
Okay.
Uncle T's pasta sauce.
Brother, we're going to ask you to get back with us. Again, this, get back with us when everything is brother. I haven't seen it, but sounds like when everything is decent, we'd ask you to get back with us then. So again, this is network marketing.
Before I leave, I will fix the website. I haven't checked in a while. I'm not very tech savvy.
Yes, sir. Well,
Tony Guy got talks at yahoo.com.
Yeah, well, sir, I'm sorry, brother, but get back with us. We want everything to be decent before we give out too much more information on your business. But get back with us when we can see everything is in order. So thanks for your comments, and we're going to say good evening to you.
Amen. Good evening, and God bless, of course.
Yes. All right, again, this is the Black Belt Wall Street New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio, Network Marketing and Business Identification. If you have a business, our communities would like to hear from your business, and hopefully we can do business with you. We welcome your comments. Yes, brother.
Right.
I'm sorry. What?
Uncle P's pasta sauce does exist. It's a perverted.
Brother Ali.
And I hope none of our people vote that
way.
Brother Ali.
Yes.
Brother Ali. Brother Ali.
Yes.
You. I think you solved that situation. We're going to just simply move on. And I'm so glad you was able to solve it because,
I went and Googled. You wouldn't want to.
No. But we don't want to waste any time on that. Let's continue because there are business folks out there that we would love to hear from. And so again, I wouldn't waste any more time with it. So again, this is thanks so much for being able to go on site so we wouldn't share information that we don't necessarily want to share. So I appreciate that so much because again, my direct connect is not working. And I have to work from this little telephone I got in my hand. That's all I'm working with as far as my studio. So thank you so much. Again, we're going to just continue on. Did Ms. Williams come back yet? We was looking forward to her comments, but I don't know if she's back with us. Miss Williams, if you're with us,
why are you cussing?
We're ready for your comments if you're with us.
Yes. Oh shit. No.
Okay. I got to go back and sound like I got to mute out some more folks. But anyway,
Okay.
Our direct connect is just not working. And let me see just what. Well, we do have a nice participation. So again, if you do have comments, all of our mics are open. And we welcome your comments. But I didn't have, again, because we don't have a special guest speaker, it is open mic. Open mic means that our business folks can come on and introduce your business. But it seems like we may not have too many participants tonight. So, again, but I'll say it again, that this is the New Africa Business Association, Blackout Wall Street, and we welcome you identifying your business. Our mics are open. Well, Brother Aziz, it's the 8 o'clock hour, and I don't see where our participation for natural disasters, I don't see any spokespersons to make presentations on the natural disaster program. So I know Sister Aisha will be back with us next week. And she will, and also I do want to mention that when it comes to natural disasters and learning, yes, again, is this Miss Williams?
Hello.
We welcome your comments, but like I was saying, on the natural disaster preparation, and this which is being taught by Sister Aisha, a person who has been with FEMA, associated with FEMA for over 40 years, and has traveled many parts of the world. So, and she is the one who will be her next class.
Let him know. Let everybody know.
The end of this month. And let me see, I can't get a word in because we can't get folks to speak, but they will won't mute themselves. So I'm going to just have to do all the mute myself. Let me do that right now. Since we don't have any participation, we don't need to have the mics open. And I don't have to worry about interruption. So we'll put an end to it in a second here.
Sounds good.
I think I just muted myself out. But anyway, let me see if that put a stop to the conversation that we had in the background.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that was we only have one person that we put on mute. our mics are still open to everybody else. So if you can hear me, I'll be able to hear you. But getting back to Ms. Williams, is not with us, but getting back to disaster training, and brothers and sisters, this is the training that you really, really want to have. As you know, when it comes to natural disasters, the government don't look at you as a state. They look at you as a zone. And depending on the zone that you're in, that's where the disasters would be reported, or the occurrence of the disaster. So again, you look at our area. When I say our area, all of those who live Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia, that is Zone 3. And there are about 10 different zones that makes up the entire country. We would be the eastern zone, and that would be from Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia. That's Zone 3. So as you can see, when a disaster comes through Zone 3, we FEMA needs those who can do the reporting. These reports, FEMA is willing to pay for your services. And of course, the Black Belt is going to present FEMA, because FEMA don't have enough reported representatives. Very few. As a matter of fact, they're so far behind as far as reports and being able to get their reports, and the reports is what brings on the recovery after the disaster. So, of course, the disaster, when it occurs, those who are still alive from the disaster, they're the ones who are going to need help as far as recovery. And of course, you can ask the average person as we speak, are you prepared for a disaster? And of course, the government reports to us that they need at least 3 days before they can get to you, to even and this is after whatever disaster, which may be a hurricane, it could be a tornado, it could be any of the disasters that we know we've gone through, and we will continue to go through. So the question is, are you prepared to survive for at least 3 days after the disaster? And those preparations, of course, we know we need. We have to have water. We have to have food. And many other things you may need, such as bandages or whatever you would need to survive for at least 3 days before someone is able probably to find you. And they tell me in rural areas, it could take even longer. So again, preparations before the disaster is something that we all should start preparing and doing something about. And of course, those of you who are, well, first of all, New Africa, Black Belt Wall Street have already put together, Sister Aisha, who is teaching these classes, she already have put together kits that would be a 3-day surviving kit. And these kits, of course, would be able to, as far as waterproof or what have you, they would be able to survive the damage of the storm if you can survive the damage of the storm. Then you would have a kit to aid you during the recovery. So again, she will be back next Wednesday to continue her conversations. But the most important thing is that, and Aziz, you can correct me, I think I'm right, I'm not in front of the my calendar, 26th and the 27th. Do you know if I'm right on that, Brother Aziz? And I don't think Sister Wilms is with us. But anyway, anyway, those of you who received the emails, I sent out a disaster training schedule, so you should have that on your emails. But the next training class, I think, is the 26th, 27th, but look on your schedule to be for certain, or you can call or email us. And, of course, nabassc@gmail.com, nabassc@gmail.com, and we will be able to receive your email. Brother Aziz, I heard you saying something in the background.
Yeah.
Was there something you want to interject?
Yeah, I was going to say the 26th and the 27th is on a Monday and a Tuesday. I think
okay,
there's so I think that would be on the 23rd is on a Friday, and the 24th is on a Saturday, and the 25th is on a Sunday.
So which day are the training days?
I don't have my calendar, you know, with me. I was trying to pull it up here.
Okay. But anyway, again, if you would, once I get in front of, get back to the studio, I'm not in the studio because we can't get the direct connect. So working from a private room. But anyway, I think it's the 26th and 27th. But again, it's on your email. I sent it out to everyone. But if you send me an email at nabassc@gmail.com, nabassc@gmail.com, I will be able to send you or email you a schedule. But those classes are not only extremely informative, but again, if they're valuable classes, because if once you know how to answer FEMA, and like I said, FEMA needs hundreds of thousands of representatives, because I just informed you that one zone alone, our zone, Zone 3, consists of Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, D.C., Virginia, and West Virginia. Do you know how many millions and millions and millions of people live in all of those states? And if there was disaster, how many representatives are needed? And right now the government is at something like a 2 or 3% capacity on those who can answer the communications, because that's what you're learning. You're learning the language of FEMA's disaster program. And it's that language that the government is looking for when you are making your reports to them. This is the training that the government needs so many representatives to have, and they just don't have those training representatives. And so and the reasons that you're hearing it from us is because, like I said, Sister Aisha, I can say Professor Aisha, she's been again with FEMA for over 40 years, and she's traveled just about around the world as far as disasters and working with FEMA. So she knows what you need to know, and she wants to be able to send her report to FEMA. But when she sends her report to FEMA, she wants to send a report where now it is African Americans who are being proactive when it comes to community disasters. And I'm not saying that she's out to train all, but our emphasis is on our own communities, and that's who. And trainings that you can get, and this training can be extremely valuable, but we ourselves will make it valuable because, again, when we can report that we have at least 100,000 trained representatives, and they don't have to all be in Zone 3 because there are 10 different zones. We know what happened out in Kentucky. We know what happened in many, going all the way back to Katrina. Katrina has never even been settled yet because the paperwork, and there are so many disasters, and the humans that is needed to do the paperwork are so few. So again, even it was reported from last year to this year, as far as FEMA's growth, as far as new representatives being trained, was only 2%. So again, that training is going very slow, but the disasters are continuing to occur. So, brothers and sisters, I suggest, and she couldn't be with us this evening because, again, she is, I think she's lecturing at a university that has been committed to speak. But she will be right back with us because this is something she wants to do. She wants to train, and like I said, I mentioned 100,000, but as you can see, the government needs millions of representatives throughout the 10 different regions. The 10 different zones that makes up this country and makes up FEMA's recognition of where the disasters is coming from. So it's not your state, it's your zone. So she'll be back next Wednesday. Again, I asked and see if someone who is has a advanced training over me anyway, and that's Miss Williams out of Oklahoma. Miss Williams, did you come back? Are you with us? Because I have no way. I'm not in front of the studio. I can't see who is who. But if you're with us, we welcome your comments before closing. And if not, then if there's any questions that anyone has, we welcome your questions now. Our mics are open. So, again, we will, the training schedule, it should be on your emails. We will, she will be back next Wednesday, and she will continue her lecturing on the radio as far as much of the language that is recognized by FEMA. And of course, her training classes is teaching you how to be a representative so you can go out and be able to help with the recoveries of those who have survived a disaster. And we will be able to service the government, and of course, there will be you're paid for your services. So again, I am speaking as best I can for Sister Aisha, but she'll be back with us next week to lecture and train and give us all the proper training that we need. Brother Aziz, again, I guess before we do that, I will go to our audience and see if there was any questions, anybody or any comments that our audience may have. I'm sorry, say it again.
No, I say that person that was in the background that making a lot of noise, I guess they have left also.
No, I put that person on mute. Hopefully they're still with us and they're still up. I just had to put them on mute, but I didn't put everybody on mute. Our mics are still open. So the majority of our listeners can still participate unless there is no participation. And, of course, we will continue from there. But, again, brothers and sisters, our mics are open. We welcome your comments. This is Black Belt Wall Street Business Association. Okay. Well, next is Brother Aziz. I guess we'll go to our close and our comments. Then I didn't have, like I said, it's open mic. Night, so we didn't have any special program that we wanted to speak on. I do want I want to say this though. Going back to our business conversation, I ran into something that I was very impressed with. I was in the barbershop the other day, and I'm telling you, the barbershop is one of the best networking places in our community. is I'm saying the same thing probably going in beauty shops, but I'm not in beauty shops. I'm in the barber shop. But boy, you're talking about the information that can be shared. That can be shared. And a barber shop. Yes. Did you have a question? Okay, but anyway. No, but I thought you was trying to interject something. But anyway.
Oh no, did Fred tell you I'd been there the week prior?
I'm sorry.
Did our barber tell you he saw me earlier?
Oh no. I this was a couple of days ago. I was in there. See that you probably went to the same. I know we go to the same barber. But anyway, I was just explaining what had occurred while I was there a couple of days ago, and I was so inspired with it. As a matter of fact, this gentleman, I've invited him. He's going to be coming on our shop. But this is what, when it comes to business and doing business in our communities, you know, you don't always have to have a whole lot of money in order to start your business and make a pretty good income from let me just say this. Gentleman walked into the barbershop, and he walked in and he asked the barbers or anyone in the shop if they wanted lunch. And he give us his menu of what he had for lunch. And, brother, you wouldn't believe the menu that this brother was able to give. It could be a shrimp dinner. It could be a crab cake dinner. It could be, this brother had, he was a chef. A chef, a professional cook. But like he was saying, he was started trying to get his restaurant. But in order to get his restaurant, he's using his vehicle, and he has the tools and what. In other words, he cooks his food or whatever, and then he puts it into these containers in his vehicle. And he goes to these different places, and he will your meal, whatever it is, on his menu, chicken or what have you. But he had an extensive, a nice size menu. And then there was those who have had his food before, and they start giving their testimonies on how nice, wonderful this man's food tastes. And of course, I introduced myself, and his food is wonderful. And I asked him to come on and speak, because this is the type, this is the perfect example of how no such thing as I can start a business, and like I said, and he's doing this right in the black community. You know, like I said, he has no problem going out there to the guys in the streets. No problem whatsoever, because, again, doing business right in his own and doing quite well. And like he said, he expects to be in his restaurant by the end of the year. But his going out every day to the barber shops, the beauty shops, or like I said, right on the corner, I might, but I'm selling my meals right from my a machine, my car. In this case, he had an SUV, and he has these food, nice containers. And I was very impressed with this man, because this is something can be done throughout our communities. I mean, when you start talking about restaurants, there are no restaurants. Let me change that. I would say there are very few restaurants in our African-American communities. But at the same time, it's all about good food. And if I was to, and I know there's nobody going to do any better cooking than those good soul food cookers. And again, all throughout our communities, we could be, there should be hundreds of this gentleman. He calls himself a big man. That's what he called big man restaurant. A big man food services. But there should be many, many big men throughout our communities. And because there's no such thing as we can't cook. And we have some of the best food. And brothers, do you want to know something? Once you put that food out there like that, because see, remember, there's not too, like Brother Aziz was saying, and I know it, and here in Washington, D.C., there are not too many anymore all-black communities. No, these communities are very diversified now. So, again, certainly that the same thing that's going on in many, many parts of the country. Because, like I said, folks are retiring or moving or going. But my point of it is, you do not have to have a great big expensive structure. In other words, I'm saving money to go into business. And then I know the rent, I'm going to rent this building. No. Why not start? From what you, especially if I'm talking about food services, why not become 100 a Mr. Big Man and start from what you have, because it's all about your food. And the same thing with any kind of services. I mean, many of us pay to have our homes cleaned. I am one of them. I can't clean and keep my house presentable the way it should be because I just don't have the skills to do it. But again, I pay for the services, and there are many that do it. But I'm saying, why not have African Americans cleaning my home? Well, I mean, and because, again, if I am going to pay $100, $200, or what have you, I don't know, I might be paying that every time the person might come twice a month. But we have a contract, and I'm paying whatever the contractual agreement. And, again, I have, as a house cleaner, I have around four to maybe five homes to clean every day. Look at the income I'm making from the house cleaning services. Now, there are others, and most of them, I'm going to lay it right out there, are Hispanics. Boy, they're just outworking us. And they're doing it right in the black communities. They don't care what community they going in there and they're going to get the contract to clean, and they're going to walk out making money. Brothers and sisters, this is what I mean about businesses in your own communities, because it's your communities that do not have the goods and services being provided. So why not store and provide? If I am a seamstress, I can sew, I can cook. I mean, so it doesn't always have to be the great big professional job. because most services and most of the monies that are being spent is for general stuff like my clothes being cleaned, my house being cleaned, food being delivered. There are many services, repair services in my home. The labor that I need done on my whatever businesses, whatever job you're doing for someone else, why not turn that into a business and take that services and take it into your own community? Car washing. I can't believe how much money, but you know how much money you spend to usually probably someone else other than an African man to wash your car. I mean, I remember when we was coming up, that was our hustle in the black community, the washing cars and things of that nature. But nowadays, someone else. So again, businesses and doing services in your own communities is can be quite valuable, and you'll find, you ain't gonna find nothing because all you have to do is look at others who are already coming into your communities and beating you up. Look at lawnmower services. Look at the money. I mean, these guys start out with a little small push lawnmower. 6 months later, they got a long trailer with all kinds of lawnmowers in it. Again, brothers and sisters, we're being beat out. We're being out hustled because, again, we're looking for that big picture, and you need to all, and just look at the small ones. Start out with what you got, but do businesses and services with each other. Again, this is the Black Belt Wall Street, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host, Aziz Abdul Shaheed. And this is our recommendation. So, again, our mics are open. We're at our closing. Going into our closing hour, but our mics are open, and we welcome your comments, and most of all, we welcome your participation. Our mics are open for any comments that anyone likes to make before closing. Okay, I am going to open our mics back up to our sisters that we had to put on. Hopefully they, and see if they, again, mics are open to everyone. If you can hear us, we can certainly hear you. Our mics are open. We welcome your comments. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me to speak. Can you?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Yes, I am Queen Mother Dr. Blakely. I'm the community mayor of Harlem and the ambassador of goodwill to Africa. I'm just returning from the Gambian Senegal as of yesterday of starting the launching, which we did, out of New York City, of us returning home to the soil of Mother Africa. And hearing you speak, many heads of states of the world will be gathering at the United Nations, which I've been involved with the UN for 53 years as a humanitarian. As the Queen Mother representing 55 million displaced Africans of the transatlantic ocean of the slave trade, it behooves me for Juneteenth, we launch internationally from the United Nations, Gori Island. And we just a few days was in Jufri Kunti Kinte, where he left from Jamestown. And so to say what you are speaking of, about sustainable and economic development for the African community, the African descendants, the Africans of the diaspora, and Africans at home, as Marcus Garvey would say, Africans for the African home and abroad. We are so blessed to have all of the natural resources we're looking for that lies in the belly of Mother Africa, the last frontier of wealth. Here in the United States, in the spirit of Queen Mother Audley Moore, who lived to be almost 100 years old, and I served with Queen Mother for about 20 years as her shoyomi. Queen Mother spoke of reparation. Reparation is finance, where we were sold on Wall Street, which is finance. So it is a blessing to hear this inspiration from you this evening about economics. Holistically, for us to develop our lives and our family and leave a legacy to generations yet not born amongst us and our children. Yes, I am an elder, over 80 years old. I deal with young people from all around the world at the United Nations internship. Key is education. That is the key. The training for the young people, informal and formal education, is the key. Quality education is the key for the youth, the young people, the world they want, the communities they want, and how they must shape it with economics. So I am so pleased and inspired this evening of the deliberation that you have presented to our divine family. I would just like to say thank you. Thank you, thank you for broadcasting and giving us simple examples what we must do for self. Self-reliance, as the former president of Tanzania, self-independence, self-reliance in a community is the key for us to develop our sustainability in our community with economics. So again, Mother, thank you for allowing me this evening. Thank you for such inspiration and my arrival from Senegal to Gambia yesterday. Thank you. And blessings to our divine.
Thank you, Brother, myself
and my co-host, this is what keeps us going. We need the comments that we are hearing from you. We ask that you not make these comments just tonight. We need to hear comments like this continuously. So anytime you wish to come on, please do join us. I had you on mute, but we just did not know because we hear noise in the background. We could hear you conversating with someone in the beginning. So we put you on mute, but my goodness, we had the wrong person on mute. We need to hear from you, sister. And your ideas of Africa, believe me, this is a consideration and a continuation of what you're saying. It's what we have been planning and speaking on, I think, for the last at least 7 years. But we haven't been just so direct with the a movement of our motherland, but you're absolutely right. Today, the day that Africa and African Americans can truly unite and friendship, trustworthiness, and brotherhood is the day, because, again, I've always believed that as African Americans, again, anytime we can go out and spend over $1.7 trillion in consumer spendings in just last year's spendings, $1.7 trillion is more money than any African nation has ever realized. And again, if we can start taking that type of power and connecting that with Africa, just think now, when we start talking about the black soil, my goodness, we got an entire continent. Almighty God has all kinds of blessings for us, I do believe, but it's up to us to have the intelligence to connect that value that he's given us. Sister, so what you're saying, like I said, we don't have the answer, but collectively with all of us putting our minds together, our experience, our education, I don't think no one can ever overcome, because like I said, it was the black soil and slavery from the black soil that has made this country so rich. So again, we have the abilities. So yes, ma'am, the day we can take that power and turn the black soil from our homeland, I can't imagine how powerful our economics would be. So I ask you to continue to come on with this. And thank you so much, because, again, that's what keeps the black belt going, and it keeps us going, trying to build the black belt. So, again, any closing comments, sister, you like to make, we welcome your comments within closing.
I would like to close with this comment to let you know, of the audience to know as well, go out to Daylight Africa Week. For 10 days, we were in Africa, African descendants, Africans of the diaspora, African nationals, is forging one Africa and for sustainable and economic development. So it's out there on Facebook and YouTube. We receive a great deal of the media exposure on the journey we just returning from. And as I led the delegation with my coast person from the Gambia, but lives in the Bronx here in New York, and I'm in Harlem, as you know. His name is Sheikh Musa Drummond. So please go out to YouTube, to Facebook, and you'll see what we have done in the last 10 days. And the last place we stepped was Jufri, and then we went to James Island, which Kuti Kinte left from the island for the voyage of never to return to Africa. And so roots come out of Elis Haley, and also I was given the name Fatimatu Kinte 34 years ago by Mama Benton, and now she's an ancestor. The Nation of Islam built the first mosque in Jufri. And so, again, 34 years ago in the breaking, the elder men named me Fatimatu. So my name in Jufri is Fatimati Kente. And so I am saying the launching has happened
for us to bridge that relationship amongst ourselves with the healing modality, the tradition, the culture, the DNA, the science and technology, and above all else, economics. Reparations, reparation, reparations, Queen Mother says, Moore says, they owe us for the greatest crime ever committed against the people. I have called for the UN to give me a loan, all by myself. When I say a loan, $3 trillion I will accept as a down payment for crime committed against me. And for all of us, it's much more than that. A reparation is our finance for us to develop and make us whole again. But they could never pay us for the crime, never. But at least they should begin the down payment, as we told President Joe Biden and Black Wall Street and Tulsa for the 100. Memorializing our ancestors there on Black Wall, cut the check. Cut the check. Just cut the check. The check is cut to everybody else. Cut the check. So in the reflection tonight, as Queen Mother would like to leave with all of you and our divine family, may the chosen ones continue lead and guide us. May the God of all life, the beginning and the end of all things, enrapture us. And let us all say, give thanks for this time in history. Let's give thanks to the Creator and the divine force of all life. Ashe.
Well, sister, again. Brother Isaiah, do you have any comments before we close out?
I'd like to thank Queen Mother Blessings for her comments and for, as you said, making us feel that we're doing something that's good for the people and that. And I pray that she'll come back again and that and share some more information with us about her endeavors and that. And thank you, Brother Bilal, for your giving us information tonight also, brother.
Well, certainly thank you, Brother Aziz. And with that said, we are going to go to, our plans next week would be to mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.